Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we're talking about beauty, specifically the beauty of the Lord. I'm encouraging us to lift our eyes from the ugliness we experience in this world, primarily the way people are treating one another, to lift up our eyes of faith to Christ and to see the beauty of the Lord. I believe that when we focus on God's beauty, the ugliness of this sin-sick society will fade in the light of His majesty. God is alluring. Let's cast our gaze in His direction. Look to Him with me for just a few moments, will you? Last time we read Psalm 27, verse 4, where King David wrote, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple." David knew God to be perfect in beauty. Listen now to a prophecy. Let's move from the Psalms forward in our Bibles to Isaiah. And right in the middle of one of Isaiah's many prophecies for the judgment of God on the sin of the nation of Israel, we come upon a verse that foretells the coming of the Messiah, who, of course, we know is Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to how Isaiah describes the at that time still future coming Messiah. I'm reading now in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 17. This is Isaiah 33, verse 17. "Your eyes will see the King in His beauty. They will behold a far distant land." The word king here is capitalized, meaning the King, Jesus. What Isaiah is saying is that for the righteous, for those willing to live in obedience to the commands of God, for those with faith in God, when the Messiah comes, they will witness the King. Notice, in His beauty. The Messiah will be beautiful. That is the promise in the middle of one of Isaiah's many prophecies received from God and delivered to the people. Now, we live so far beyond Isaiah's time that we have the privilege of knowing the Messiah has indeed come. He is Jesus. And so, is Jesus the Messiah a beauty to behold? Answer, yes. Can I prove that to you from the Bible? Answer, yes. Where in the Bible is the beauty of the Christ for us to behold? Well, for that, you have to come back at this same time tomorrow. Do not miss the next edition of Definition. But for today, capture this. King David believed God is beauty. The prophet Isaiah believed Jesus, the coming Messiah, is beauty. Do you? When you close your eyes and think about who God is, does beauty flood your mind? The Bible holds forth God the beautiful. I'll leave you now with a few others who developed an intimate relationship with God, who thought of Him as defining beauty. Saint Augustine, referring to our Heavenly Father, said, "My Father, supremely good, beauty of all things beautiful." Beauty of all things beautiful. And theologian Herman Bavinck, who has written quite a bit about the beauty of God, wrote, "The pinnacle of beauty, the beauty toward which all creatures point, is God. He is supreme being, supreme truth, supreme goodness, and also the apex of unchanging beauty." The apex of unchanging beauty. Tomorrow we see the beauty of Jesus on another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.